Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein solin basar batzal uveitza, ela chedeshi tzolu miboryon. The Mishnah says, when we not roast flesh, meat, onions, or eggs, unless, of course, they will be tzolu miboryon, unless they'll be roasted during the day. Once again, continuing on the theme that we saw a little bit earlier in Mishnah Vav, we explained a number of different times already. It is usher to put these food items, which are totally raw, on the fire before Shabbos starts. Why? What is it that we are concerned about? We're concerned about some might come to stoke and to rake over the coals. So therefore, even Beis Hillel holds that it is usher on Friday afternoon to place uncooked and unfinished foods on your oven. Usually, Beis Hillel is not worried about your kelim doing melacha for you, but Beis Hillel is moda to Beis Shammai. When it comes to cooking, we are concerned that a person might come and look at their food and say, oh my goodness, the food not ready for Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos itself, come and move around the coals and be over on an Isser of Havara. What does it mean when it says that the food will not be ready mibor yom? What does it mean that the food needs to be cooked? Does that really mean fully 100% cooked? So there the Gemara says something which is very important. According to Rashi, the amount of cooking that's required in order for a person to leave the food there and not be worried about removing the coals and stoking the coals, it must be cooked what is called, in terms of the language of the Gemara, Macho Ben Drusai. Ben Drusai was a robber, was a bandit. And shall we say, he had to be on the run. And often, he would not have time for his food to cook completely. He needed, shall we say, an emergency takeout to grab food on the run, trying to escape the authorities. So Ben Drusai would eat food, according to Rashi, that was one-third cooked. Shlish. And if it's one-third cooked, we're not worried you're going to cut the stoke to coals. Why? Because ultimately, the food is still edible. Might not be completely cooked, might not give it to a young child to eat, but nonetheless, it's sufficiently cooked for human consumption. The Rambam actually differs and says, no. What does it mean, Macho Ben Drusai? Really, it means half cooked. And therefore, Ben Drusai, as a bandit, would only eat food that was halfway cooked. Rashi holds that is a third cooked. Regardless, what do we see from here? That if the food is edible by someone, you would not be concerned that you'd speed up the process. You would not be concerned you'd come around to stoke the coals on Shabbos, because after all, it is edible somewhat. The Mishnah continues, Einosin pas latanor im chashecha, velo charara al gabei gechalim, ela chedei sheyikrumu faneha mib'od yom. Rabbi Lazar Omer, chedei sheyikrum hatachton shelah. Literally, the Mishnah is saying, when we not put bread in the oven, again, close to nightfall, close to chashecha, you're not allowed to put charara, which is a type of a cake that is actually baked on the coals, again, close to the beginning of Shabbos, unless its surface, unless the surface of these breads and these cakes will already form a crust during the day, sheyikrum. And if not, if they will not have their crust, they will not become crusty by the beginning of Shabbos. What are we worried about? Once again, that someone will come and stoke the coals in order to speed up the baking process. Rabbi Lazar says, no. It's its bottom, the side of the loaf, which is what stuck to the oven, and the side of this charara, which is on the fire, that will form a crust. What happens? Usually what happens is that the side, you see, would stick to the oven, which creates a crust, before the top actually creates a crust. And if that is the case, then Chachamim are more machmir than Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is more meiko. Elazar says, no, as long as the side has a crust, that is sufficient. As opposed to Chachamim who say, no, the top part has to, in fact, become crusted over. Rashi, in fact, understands the baking process a little bit different. And Rashi actually says that it's the upper surface, the top surface of the loaf, actually forms a crust first. And therefore, according to this opinion, according to Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah and the baking process, that Rabbi Lazar is in fact more machmir. Because why? Because Rabbi Lazar holds, you're not allowed to put the bread in the oven unless the bottom side also forms a crust during the day. Vash'enkein Chachamim, who is more lenient, and they say no, all you would need is the side part to form a crust. In order to be considered cooked enough, baked enough, that we're not worried about a person coming to stoke the coal. Therefore, to conclude, to summarize, the second half of the Mishnah talks about a case. What about bread? What about this charara, this cake? At what point in time do we deem it cooked enough that a person will not come to stoke the coals, to be mamaher, to advance the cooking, the baking process on Shabbos? What is that moment? According to Chachamim, according to Tanakama, this is the moment where there's some type of yikru fanam bibur yom, where some part of the bread actually, according to Rabbi Lazar, no, is not sufficient having one of its sides, but rather the bottom part of the bread or the charara needs to form a crust in order to be deemed sufficiently baked. So we're no longer concerned with a person speeding up the process. Machlokes, who is more machmir? The first opinion holds that it is in fact Chacham is more machmir, and according to Rashi, it is Rabbi Lezer who is more machmir. That is, of course, dependent upon what actually crusts first. Is it the bottom of the surface, or is it, in fact, the sides? If you look at the bottom, that crusts first. So then, of course, Rabbi Lezer is more meka, more lenient. If one were to explain that the sides crust first, then Rabbi Lezer would be more machmir, would be more stringent. The last mission in the Perak, Mishnah Yud Aleph, deals with an exception to the rule that we've explained. But there comes a time that we are not concerned with a person who might come and stoke the coals. A person might not come and rake the coals in order to speed up the cooking process. In which case, Beis Hillel would say, no, one would be allowed to have a certain food item, not completely cooked or not cooked from Machal ben Jashai, as explained in our previous Mishnah. And we're not worried that someone will come and be over and an Isser and come to stoke the coals. What is that case? What is the case we are not worried? That is Mishnah Yeralev. Meshashalin es ha-Pesach batanim chashecha machzigin es ha-Ur b'meduras beis ha-Mokeh. Magvulin z'shetechaz ha-Ur b'ruban. Rabbi Yura Omer.
What is the case? We are not worried. We are not concerned that a person will come to stoke the coals.
The first case is that of the Korban Pesach. That Mishashin is a Pesach, one would be allowed to let down the Korban Pesach, the Pesach offering, Batanim Chashecha, over the oven at nightfall. In those days, their ovens were open on top. So one would be allowed, one would be permitted to place down the Korban Pesach. One would be allowed to place down the korban over this fire and the spit of the mouth, even if it is not fully cooked. How could that be? Why is that? Why are we lenient? The reason is because there are people standing around the fire. You know that for Korban Pesach, many families would get together, would come together to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore they're standing around and they're being careful. And there are people around who remind each other, remember, it is Shabbos. Do not stoke the coals. Let the fire cook. Let the fire cook. Do not enhance and do not ensure that the process will be sped up because it is Shabbos. Since there are people around waiting for the Korban Pesach to be complete, to be roasted, they remind each other not to be Mechalel Shabbos. What is the other case we're not concerned about? The case is, of course, the Beis Hamikdash. In the temple fire, there's a fire pit there. We light a small fire Friday afternoon, close to Shabbos, and it burned continuously in the chamber of the temple courtyard, in the area called the Beis Hamoked. Why? Why would they have such a fire? In those days, the Kohanim would walk around barefoot, and the floor of marble could be quite cold. And therefore, it warmed up the Kohanim who were walking around barefoot in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, what does the Mishnah tell us? That since the Kohanim were very careful, we are not worried that someone's going to come and rake the coals on Shabbos. Therefore, a person could light a small flame in the wood by the base of Mokad in order so that this fire would spread and take hold of most of the entire pile of wood by the nightfall.
We are not concerned that someone will come and poke the pieces of wood into the fire to ensure that more wood would be lit and create a greater sense of warmth, because when the Beis HaMikdash, there are people around, and there'll be warning, there'll be fear of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone will remind each other of the holiness and the sanctity of Shabbos. However, Bagvulin, outside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, you would not be allowed to light a wood pile on Shabbos. The majority of the wood would be kindling before Shabbos begins. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bapechamim Kol Shehu. Rabbi Elazar says, in the case of a charcoal fire, case of a charcoal fire which is being used to warm up a room, a house, it would be sufficient if any amount of fire caught close to the beginning of Shabbos, we would not be concerned that someone will come and stoke the flames. Why? Because the charcoal will catch fire all by itself, even after nightfall, and we're not concerned that someone will come and actually tamper with our fire, which would be usher to do. So Lazar says there's a difference between wood and between coals. When it comes to wood, we want the majority of the wood pile to be kindling before Shabbos starts, which, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a little bit of the coals, if they are kindling before Shabbos, we are not worried that someone will come and stoke them on Shabbos itself, because they catch fire so quickly and so easily.